Lesson 2, Social Customs. Part A, Listen, Write, and Speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear. Then listen again and check your answers.
People in the U.S., when they attain legal marriage age and meet certain medical requirements, are free to choose their own mates. Once a couple has decided to get married, the man customarily gives the girl a diamond ring. The use of a ring comes from the ancient custom of using a ring to settle an important agreement. When the wedding day is decided upon, the girl sends out wedding announcements or invitations to friends and relatives. They then send wedding gifts to the girl's home. On the wedding day, it is supposed to be bad luck for the bride and groom to see each other before the wedding. Another old custom that many people believe will bring good luck to the marriage is for the bride to wear something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. Before the wedding day, the groom always chooses a best man, a good friend to help him and stand beside him during the wedding ceremony. The custom of having a best man is thought to have come from ancient times when a strong friend helped the groom escape from the bride's father. When a couple marries, the groom gives his bride a wedding ring. Many marriages are double ring ceremonies. That is, the bride and groom exchange rings. The wedding ring is customarily a simple, plain gold band. The roundness of the ring symbolizes eternity and announces that the couple is united for life. The wedding ring is worn on the third finger of the left hand. People believe that a vein from the third finger runs directly to the heart. Near the end of the reception, which is offered by the bride's parents, the bride throws her bouquet of flowers to the unwed bridesmaids. The lucky girl who catches it is supposed to be the next in the group to be married. As the bride and groom leave for their honeymoon, the guests all throw confetti on them. This is a symbol of joy and happiness.
Question number 1. Which of the following requirements is essential if a young couple wants to get married? Question number 2. Why shouldn't the bride and groom see each other before the wedding on the wedding day, according to the passage? Question number 3. What did the custom of having a best man for the groom tell us about ancient times? Question number 4. Why is the wedding ring worn on the third finger of the left hand? Question number 5. What does confetti throwing symbolize? Now listen again.
People in the U.S., when they attain legal marriage age and meet certain medical requirements, are free to choose their own mates. Once a couple has decided to get married, the man customarily gives the girl a diamond ring. The use of a ring comes from the ancient custom of using a ring to settle an important agreement. When the wedding day is decided upon, the girl sends out wedding announcements or invitations to friends and relatives. They then send wedding gifts to the girl's home. On the wedding day, it is supposed to be bad luck for the bride and groom to see each other before the wedding. Another old custom that many people believe will bring good luck to the marriage is for the bride to wear something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. Before the wedding day, the groom always chooses a best man, a good friend to help him and stand beside him during the wedding ceremony. The custom of having a best man is thought to have come from ancient times when a strong friend helped the groom escape from the bride's father. When a couple marries, the groom gives his bride a wedding ring. Many marriages are double ring ceremonies. That is, the bride and groom exchange rings. The wedding ring is customarily a simple, plain gold band. The roundness of the ring symbolizes eternity and announces that the couple is united for life. The wedding ring is worn on the third finger of the left hand. People believe that a vein from the third finger runs directly to the heart. Near the end of the reception, which is offered by the bride's parents, the bride throws her bouquet of flowers to the unwed bridesmaids. The lucky girl who catches it is supposed to be the next in the group to be married. As the bride and groom leave for their honeymoon, the guests all throw confetti on them. This is a symbol of joy and happiness.
Exercise 2. Listen to the tape again and decide whether the statements you're going to hear are true or false. Put a T or F in the brackets.
People in the U.S., when they attain legal marriage age and meet certain medical requirements, are free to choose their own mates. Once a couple has decided to get married, the man customarily gives the girl a diamond ring. The use of a ring comes from the ancient custom of using a ring to settle an important agreement. When the wedding day is decided upon, the girl sends out wedding announcements or invitations to friends and relatives. They then send wedding gifts to the girl's home. On the wedding day, it is supposed to be bad luck for the bride and groom to see each other before the wedding. Another old custom that many people believe will bring good luck to the marriage is for the bride to wear something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. Before the wedding day, the groom always chooses a best man, a good friend to help him and stand beside him during the wedding ceremony. The custom of having a best man is thought to have come from ancient times when a strong friend helped the groom escape from the bride's father. When a couple marries, the groom gives his bride a wedding ring. Many marriages are double ring ceremonies. That is, the bride and groom exchange rings. The wedding ring is customarily a simple, plain gold band. The roundness of the ring symbolizes eternity and announces that the couple is united for life. The wedding ring is worn on the third finger of the left hand. People believe that a vein from the third finger runs directly to the heart. Near the end of the reception, which is offered by the bride's parents, the bride throws her bouquet of flowers to the unwed bridesmaids. The lucky girl who catches it is supposed to be the next in the group to be married. As the bride and groom leave for their honeymoon, the guests all throw confetti on them. This is a symbol of joy and happiness.
Number 1. The parents of both sides send invitations to friends and relatives after the wedding day is chosen. Number 2. In the old days, people used a ring to settle a dispute. Number 3. If the bride's dress is of a strange mixture, it will bring her good fortune. Number 4. At the end of the wedding ceremony, the bride throws her flowers to the bridesmaids to express her thanks for their presence. Number 5. Several old marriage customs are still kept by the American people of today. Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. Listen to the song, My Heart Will Go On, and sing along.
Thank you.
Part C, Further Listening.
Directions. You are going to hear a short passage. It will be read just once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
In many homes, divorce is caused by the battle between the sexes. To understand the problem, one must remember the modern American woman is freed. During childhood and adolescence, the American girl is given freedom and education, which is equal to a boy's. After completing school, she is able to get a job and support herself. She doesn't have to marry for financial security. She considers herself an independent, self-sufficient person. She wants a husband whom she can respect, but she doesn't want to be dominated by him. She wants a democratic household in which she has a voice in making decisions. When a husband and wife are able to share decision-making, their marriage is probably closer, stronger, and more satisfying. Otherwise, the couple is likely to wind up in the divorce court. When a couple gets divorced, the court usually requires the man to pay his former wife a monthly sum of money. If the couple has children, they usually remain with the mother, and the father is expected to pay for their support. Although divorce is quite common in the United States, 80% of those who get divorced remarry. The remarriages allow thousands of people, especially children, to enjoy family life again, but at the same time, many troubles have arisen. A well-known American joke tells of a wife calling to her second husband, "Quick, John, come here and help me. Your children and my children are beating up our children."
Question number one. What causes most of the divorce cases in the USA? Question number two. What do you know of modern American women, according to the passage? Question number three. What kind of marriage can be successful? Question number four. What happens when a couple is divorced, according to the passage? Question number five. What does the well-known joke suggest?
This is the end of Lesson 2.